Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, since we started our show in September of 2000, we have been bringing in live guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Good. I hope everyone's having a great weekend. We have an exciting show for you today. Dr. Tong, would you like to introduce our first guest?
Yes. The first guest is Steve. He was actually a patient of mine several years ago, had one treatment, but then he discontinued and moved out of state. Oh, he's from our state. He's actually from, now he came from Chicago. Why don't we get him on the phone? But before we do that, for those people that out there with questions, don't hesitate to call in. Our number is 800-227-5278. And as you know, that's the reason I have the show here for our patients as well as for the audience that you have questions.
If you have questions, please call in.
Yeah, regarding how I cure all these problems that are considered incurable.
Okay.
So let's just have Steve on the line.
Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Elaine.
Welcome to our show.
Dr. Tong.
Can you speak a little louder?
Pardon me?
Speak a little louder. Close to the phone. Yes,
Okay, how's that?
Good, better, yes.
Okay.
So, Steve, why don't you start by telling us where you're from and what you do?
Well, I'm from a suburb of Chicago. It's called Wheeling, Illinois. It's about 23 miles northwest of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a high school teacher. I teach students who have learning disabilities.
Okay.
Yeah, I work in the Chicago Public High School.
Okay. And why don't you just begin by telling us...
When did your problem...
When your problem started.
Well, oh boy, when did my problem start? It was about 9 years ago. I just had some... I call it strange, I don't know how else to describe it, some kind of a feeling in the lower left-hand side of my mouth. I didn't know what it was, I didn't know what to attribute it to. I went to my dentist who had me set to go ahead and have a root canal done on the lower left-hand side tooth, which I guess is the wisdom tooth.
Mm-hmm.
I had a root canal done there. That was to no avail. It didn't help me at all relieve this whatever feeling I was having. Then I went ahead and had another root canal done on the tooth in front of that. I went ahead and had another root canal. So I had three root canals done on all three molars on the lower left side. I was still having this problem.
Was it pain?
it was a discomfort.
Okay.
Something that didn't feel quite right in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you, I guess you would call it a pain, a discomfort, I don't know, whatever, however you want to, you know, call
okay,
it.
Okay, did all three, any of the dentists ever found anything abnormal on x-ray?
No, it wasn't abnormal. I just had root canals done.
Yes.
They just removed the pulp. They removed the nerve.
That is one lesson that people out there have to learn. Okay, root canal is expensive. It's actually very harmful.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book called Healing with Whole Food by Paul Pitchford, which I all recommend to all my patients. You know, not only on nutrition, he had one chapter on root canal. It tells all the harms of getting root canal done, especially when you cannot find any physically thing, something physically wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, dentists do them for money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
So they didn't find anything wrong, but because you had a discomfort,
they thought it, I guess, to them, it might be a solution to a problem as many mm-hmm. dentists feel, I guess, it would be a panacea, you know.
Mm.
And so you had three done.
I had three done. And to top it off, since the discomfort didn't go away, after that I went to a facial pain doctor, who was also an MD, by the way, but he said that I grind my teeth. That's the reason I was having a problem. He says, you grind your teeth, and
mm-hmm.
you're having this pain. So he had me sit for a night guard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A night guard. I didn't wear it every night, to be honest with you. I wore it occasionally, but then he also had me put on amitriptyline, or Elavil, which is to take away nerve pain, and is also,
mm-hmm.
as Dr. Tung knows, it's used as an antidepressant.
Yes.
Mm.
Amitriptyline.
Did that help?
It seemed to help temporarily. It was helping, but then, I don't know, it seemed like this problem was coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't quite, I don't know, it didn't seem to really go away.
Even if they help, okay, you are treating what is wrong, but not why it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So what, okay, you grind the teeth, and let's say he's right, you grind the teeth, and then you get a pain, okay, but why you grind the teeth?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't treat why, okay, you're putting... You know, the stuff in the mouth to separate them. A normal person does not need that. So they don't treat the cause of the problem. They treat what is wrong, but not why is wrong. So you'll never get a cure.
Well,
but
then to make a long story short, then I went, that didn't really seem to fix the problem. So then after that, as I was brushing in the back, I noticed that the back tooth would be bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I had a root canal there, it was bothering me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I had that tooth extracted.
Mm.
Went ahead, I had the tooth extracted, the back tooth, the wisdom. Then I went to a holistic dentist about 2 years ago
mm-hmm.
who said that he thought the problem may be the front tooth that had a root canal. So here's the scenario. I had the back tooth extracted. I had the tooth in front of that had the root canal. That was still there, but the third tooth in front of that, that was the tooth that this holistic dentist thought was a problem. He extracted that tooth.
So you had just one tooth left?
Yeah, of those three that had root canals.
Mm.
Yeah, they all guessing. Nobody had any idea what caused the pain.
So
he took that tooth out, and I was still having a problem. He had to go in there, and he cleaned it out. He cleaned out the area. He cleaned out that, and he cleaned out the previous tooth that I had taken out in the back from an oral surgeon. He cleaned both areas out. He took like a specimen, he sent it in for a lab report, and it came back and said that, well, there could be some neuralgia, and there could be possible osteonecrosis in there,
mm.
lab report.
Those are all fancy names. Don't let those scare you.
Right.
But anyway, so besides that one MD, any other doctor have you gone to all these years?
Yeah, I went to one, well, just about 2 months ago, I went to a neurologist who evaluated me, and he said that he felt that my problem was, as he called it, it was an atypical neuralgia or facial pain, gingival pain neuralgia.
Mm.
That was his conclusion.
That was just the neuralgia, gingival pain. That was just a medical term. I won't call it a scientific term. A medical term for your discomfort. You call it gum pain, mouth pain. They call it gingival pain, neuralgia. It's just like using a medical term describing what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
He did not tell you anything new at all. How many tests did he do?
Tests? He didn't actually. Well, he just kind of had me like a neurologist will do, say, put his finger to your nose and he wants to test your balance.
No.
Testing. He was putting you through, he was putting...
So kind of like cranial nerve test, right, Dr. Tom?
Yes.
It's a basic test, I guess,
neurologist. You will never come up with anything. They're just, for an ordinary person is fool, you get misled that they do something. They don't know what caused your pain.
Right.
So how did you come to see Dr. Tong?
Well, I found about Dr. Tong on the internet, as I recall. I believe that's how I originally found out about Dr. Tong.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going through a website at home, I came across his name, and that was a few years ago, as you'd previously just, mentioned.
Were you in Chicago then?
No.
Okay, you were...
I was back home, but I was, going through my computer
mm-hmm.
several years ago, and I came across Dr. Tong. And like you had said in the beginning, I came out to see you 3 years ago for one visit. But that's how I found out about you, Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was through the website.
Yes.
And so,
One treatment.
Yeah.
That you went home.
Yeah, well, it was a hurried time.
Oh, yeah.
A hurried stay that I had out here. So, but, going through all these people and trying to get an answer to why I'm having this discomfort, to be honest with you, I know it's physical. I feel these physical things, but I know a lot of things that we feel physical can also be brought out by mental things,
yes.
too.
Well, tell us, this time you have 1 week of treatment. How many treatments? 4 treatments so far?
Yeah, 5. I'll have 2 more with you. That'll give me 7 treatments.
I see. Well, is there anything changed this time?
I feel that as far as symptoms go, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I mean, I still feel a little something there. I'm feeling a little bit, not as much as it was, but there's still, even like this morning when I was brushing my teeth, it's strange on the one area, the one tooth that I have down there on that side, when I brush back there, I'll feel like I don't know what it is. Sometimes
yes.
I feel like a sensation there, and other times I don't feel it.
Okay, let me ask you, does it still bother you as much as the first time you were here?
It bothered me in what way?
I mean, does it bother you as much as,
like it did in the past?
Like you did when before I gave you the first treatment this time.
Well, I don't think I'm as preoccupied with it.
That's right. You were way preoccupied. Believe me, okay? You didn't sound like this. You know. In fact, in the first time when you came back this time, you never answered my questions. This time, you flow. You talk like a normal person, a more rational. Okay. I gotta cut this short because later on, as long as you follow my diet and get the extra treatment, okay, sooner or later you're gonna get may not be a complete healing, but a lot more that it will not bother you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot had to do with your personality, and you realize it yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And you have a lot of problems with your family because you were kind of negative.
Mm-hmm.
And you never pay attention to the other people.
Right.
And luckily that you don't mind me telling you because,
No, because I know what you're saying is true.
That's right, because, your problem, okay, the pain comes from channel blockage, your emotional blockage.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the mind, you never feel any pain. So the physical defects are not the cause of pain. Please learn that sooner or later the whole world has to realize that pain only comes from the energetic part, the living part, the mind and spirit. Okay? You have anything physically wrong, that's not the cause of pain. The cause of pain comes from the mind not getting in the body. Okay? And because of your negativity, you have a problem, and you have a problem with your wife. You love your wife. And
I love my wife very much.
Yeah, but then...
I know she's gone through a lot.
Exactly.
She's been dealing with pain herself. As I told you, she deals with...
And dealing with you.
My ultra.
Dealing with you is even worse. You drove me crazy the first couple of times. So, but now you listen and you talk more rational. You're totally not preoccupied with the pain. That means the pain doesn't bother you as much. But you're still afraid to say the improvement. Okay.
Maybe I am. I mean, there is some improvement.
How about emotionally? How do you feel emotionally?
Somewhat better. Somewhat better.
Much more relaxed, right?
Yeah, I'm more relaxed, but I know I know there's more healing that needs to be done in me and
right.
as I progress
right.
when I go back home to Illinois.
Yeah, one of the things I want to mention is that garlic is one of the culprits. Okay,
right.
Should you have stayed longer with me last time, you have gotten that the thing. All this year, since my first time I saw you, you continue using the wrong thing. That's why it drove you more and more hot, and that the pain gets worse and worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, Steve, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, and I'll be seeing Dr. Tung again on Monday and Tuesday.
Great. Okay. Good luck to you, okay? Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Same to both of you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. All right, let's get to our next guests, Derek and Julie. Hello, Derek.
Hi, Yiwing.
Hi, Derek.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Long time no talk.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. I'm feeling great, that's why.
That's great. Yes, Derek was on our show in June of last year, June 2nd, 2001, show number 36. And then Julie, your wife, was on in January of last year, January 13th, if you guys want to hear those shows. Why don't you introduce yourself, Derek? Tell us where you're from and what you do.
Well, I'm originally from Honolulu, and we live in Southern California.
Okay.
And Garden Grove, and I work in the sales and marketing manager in the windsurfing industry. I sell windsurfing components. And so, you know, I live a pretty active lifestyle. I have to windsurf a lot. And I've never experienced lower or any kind of lower back pain until my honeymoon.
Oh.
I married my wife in 1992. We went to Maui for a honeymoon, and we went on my friend's boat over to Lanai, and on the way back when we were washing up the boat, I fell from standing on the boat up on the trailer onto the boat and off the side onto the asphalt. So I landed on my left butt cheek, and it was it didn't feel bad at the time, just had a little bruise, but I was on a plane to Europe 3 weeks later, and my back and neck just was, you know, started to hurt really bad. So I lived with that pain for about 6 years. You know, doing a lot of Advil and, you know, being very much in pain until I was just so desperate. I heard about Dr. Tong.
Did you see any other doctors?
I saw a lot of other doctors.
Okay, and what did they do for you?
Let's see, what did they do? Mainly just medications, analgesics. And chiropractors, a lot of chiropractors, they, you know, it would always, you know, be the same. It would be good for about a day or two, and then the pain would come back. Same intensity as it was before.
So when did you first see Dr. Tong?
1994 or 1995.
Okay.
Oh, that long, huh? That long ago.
No, excuse me. No, 1994, 1995.
Okay.
So how soon did you get the treatment? Did you experience a relief with us?
Immediately after the actually, do you remember Dr. Tong?
Yes.
You asked me how come I was frowning so much. I didn't believe that you would help me.
Yes.
and I after the first treatment, I felt a big relief, and I felt oh, this is something that I think could really help me, and we've been coming to you ever since.
Only occasionally, because, you know, either you injure yourself or eating the wrong kind of food.
Right.
So basically, your problem is cured. If you don't live in America, you probably don't even need me maybe once in a year. Okay, our food is terrible, our environment is terrible, and you need a little more tune-up once in a while. But basically, how often you have back pain now?
Oh, I have back pain every once in a while, so I have to see you, you know, maybe once a month or a couple times a month, every once in a while.
You don't see me this often, actually. I don't think so.
Yeah, for the first 6 months, I felt I had to go quite a bit.
Yes.
But since then, you know, I was relieved that I didn't have to go, you know, like I wasn't, you know, addicted to having to see you all the time.
Because, yes.
But you know, like sometimes with chiropractor and other things, you have to go every time, otherwise the relief goes away.
Right.
And by the way, 92% of patients experience traumatic relief the very first time. Doesn't matter whether it's pain, nausea, dizziness, headaches, you know, 92% of them, we have them fill out a report asking whether the patient get any relief for the first time, and 92% of them check out yes. And sometimes some people have years of pain or even decades of pain.
So how are you doing now, Dick? Have you had any other problems, or was it just the back?
Actually, Dr. Tong helped me. I came back from vacation from Honolulu on the 4th of July, and I had I think I had fallen surfing, and then he helped put me back together. But since then, I've been doing pretty well.
Yeah, it's a very active surfer all the time. And with your weak back, you know, our treatment, it kept you active doing your exercise.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, I've been learning a lot from Dr. Tong, and, you know, the sun creates sometimes a lot of heat. You know,
yes.
I have the sun a lot. So
mm-hmm.
And you like spicy food?
I have to find ways to decrease the heat. And,
yes.
And a few times I've had some real sharp pains. Dr. Tong has hit some certain spots, and I feel my whole body sweating and releasing heat, and I feel immediately better.
Yeah.
That's right. The treatment, whether it's an NBE treatment, acupuncture treatment, or herbal treatment, it's going to balance. It's all aimed to balance. You got too much heat, we got to dry the heat out.
Right.
Too cold will warm you up.
Yeah, I used to always be hot all the time. My hands are sweaty, and my, you know, and I would never needed a jacket generally, but I think I'm a lot more balanced now.
Good.
How many treatments did you have after your trip when you fell July 4th with Dr. Tong?
Oh, I think I had only two or three.
And you're fine now?
I'm doing pretty good, yeah.
Great.
I'm doing right now, but sometimes I'm just too busy to get in, that's all.
Yes.
Can we get Julie on the line?
Yeah, let me get it for you.
Okay, thanks, Dick. Listening to Freedom from Pain programs with Dr. Tong. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Julie was on our show about over a year ago, January 2001.
Prior to that, she was really scared of a needle because in the old days, our solution was more painful. The shots were more painful.
Right.
And now, Julie said that the shots are not painful at all. She kept away from us for about 2 years. So finally, she came back and find out that since we had some bicarbonate to our solution, the shot had been really wonderful.
Is Julie on the line? Not yet.
I'm right here.
Oh,
hi,
hey, Julie.
How are you?
Good.
How are you?
Fine. Having a good day.
Yeah,
good.
Tell us what you see me for and how you have improved.
Yes, well, I came in about 3 weeks ago for plugged up ears and swollen glands that would not go away for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I was trying over-the-counter medicines like Advil, and I wasn't able to exercise and no energy, and I really wanted it to go away. And
mm-hmm.
I was going to go to the doctor and get antibiotics, and my husband said, no, no, no. He knows what that means.
Yes.
And he said, never get rid of it.
Right.
So I came in and had the shot, and it was kind of a good hurt.
Yeah.
Kind of a good pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that and taking the herbs was the magic cure, because in about 3 to 4 days, I was 100% back to normal.
Wow.
Remember a year ago, you had the same problem, and you...
Yes.
A few years ago, you went to a doctor for a whole year, right, for the same kind of problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how many treatments did you have?
I had one about 3 weeks ago, and I'm ready to come back, I think, sometime in August.
So you had one treatment?
Yes.
And don't have much symptom now, right?
Nothing right now, but I thought I would do one more treatment in August just to really fine-tune me.
Right. Yeah.
And,
remember, you had the problem for a whole year. That was a few years ago, right?
Yes. Actually, for about 2 years, my ears were plugged and my glands were always swollen in my neck, and
mm-hmm.
it was very annoying.
and
it keeps you from exercising.
Right.
And
last year you came back, and how fast were you take the pain away?
Within 24 hours I could feel a difference.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really fabulous. I think it's a combination of, I think the herbs are very important.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the shots in all the magic places. It really is, it's magical. I can't explain it.
And you're not scared of the shots anymore, is that right?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I can admit
that. I was at first. In fact, I've been telling all sorts of people that I work with and live near,
mm-hmm.
and they're always afraid of the shots. And
right.
I've got one friend that started coming in, and she said her life has changed.
That's amazing.
Yeah, in fact, Elaine and I just make the comment that I say that having this shot is just a blessing, as you agree.
Yeah,
we give each other shots all the time. Yeah.
Yes, she was a kindergarten teacher.
Oh, yes, that was death.
Yes, and she was exhausted after teaching.
Yes.
And she had two children to take care of. And
she broke seven ribs, you know, from bronchitis. No, one treatment. I get rid of the pain and the, mm-hmm. and the bronchitis.
Yeah, and nobody could help her. She,
yes.
She didn't know what was going on, and I kept telling her, and finally,
yes.
I kept telling her for weeks to go see you.
Right.
Finally,
she was on our show before.
Mm.
She got worn out, and she said, okay, I'll go. Last resort.
Julie, thank you.
I'm so glad she went. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank
you,
Derek, as well.
Yeah.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you for taking care of our family.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's get, we have a caller from West Covina, John. Let's get him on the line. Hello, John. Welcome to our show.
Hello, yes. Good morning.
Thanks for waiting.
Hi, John.
Do you have a question for us?
My problem,
yes.
prostate, having to do that 2 to 6 times a night.
Yes.
And I've gone to a holistic physician. That's what he says he is. And here's what he prescribed. Bromelain 3 times a day, a kidney supplement consisting of 280 milligrams of rawhide kidney concentrate bovine 3 a day. He says that will reinforce the prostate. That sound about right?
Yes. Those treatments, especially kidney treatment, would help, but may not be strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been taking the supplement?
Well, I mean, this is just 4 months, and well, he gave me more of this. Can I read off the list to you?
Yes.
Ester C, 500 milligrams, 10 to 15 a day, up to the point of loose stool, then cut back.
I would not use that. That's a synthetic vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would not use that. What else?
A multiple there called Maxi Blast. There's about 30 ingredients in there.
I will not use that either. That's also a multiple vitamin. I use
it
food.
Also, Omega, the fish oil, 9 a day.
Now, that's okay. Let me give you some idea, okay? The
sure.
Human is never known to use any synthetic material, including vitamins.
Uh-huh.
So we took so much vitamin, you throw out us our balance, because the vitamin, the components are set by a certain researcher, and you never know who's better. The only thing you should use is natural, is food, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing you need is actually connecting your mind back to your body. Call me in the days, in the weekends, on weekdays, okay? I'll explain to you.
Mm-hmm.
I can get your symptom better within a couple of treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Because once your kidney become stronger, okay, you will have more circulation in your bladder. Your bladder can hold more water,
right.
So you don't have to get up at night to go to the bathroom.
Right.
And we have many, many cases in the past that people have a lot of urination
right
to cure.
You can check our website under prostate for the radio shows. Okay, John?
Have your number there, please. Right?
It's 714-556-8664. Okay?
There.
Thank you, John. Okay, well, we hope you enjoyed our show. Join us for more Remarkable Cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KBRIGHT, AM 740. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.